with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see...
Welcome back. You listen to the grilling guys. Hey, if you just tuned in, Barbecue Bob is out today, and I've got Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats sitting in with me, which is always a treat. We just spent a little bit of time in the beef section of his meat counter, which is long. And so we're going to move a little bit to the east, I believe it'd be, in the store, and look at some poultry. Now, we had, you know, really weird things with the eggs earlier in the year when they had the avian flu, but poultry still remains to me to be a pretty steady product. Is it having price fluctuations like the beef does?
Yeah, it doesn't fluctuate anything like beef does.
Right.
And so certainly, and we've talked about that different times, poultry is like the best value of a protein.
Right.
Is chicken especially, but even turkey.
Yeah.
You know, turkey is a great value also.
Yeah. So we should talk a little bit about that. But the chicken parts, right? Do you sell a lot of whole chickens, or is most of the stuff cut up that goes out of the store?
I would say most of it would be cut up. So probably the two volume items would be boneless breast,
right,
and boneless thighs.
Okay.
And after that, you know, wings you got in there. The fryers, you know, we'll sell them as whole, split, quartered, or an 8-piece cut.
Okay.
So whatever the customer.
But those would have skin
for.
On then.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Yep.
Got to have the skin on that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. But those are... I scratch my head because it's just supply and demand, and we just had Michigan win the national championship. That was a wing event, right? Yeah. We've got the Lions playing on Sunday in the playoffs for the first time in, I don't know, 30 years or something. But explain this thing on wings. Is it just all demand? Because wings are more in most cases than the skinless, boneless breast, which is a lot better eaten.
Right. And certainly the two things, marketing and demand.
Okay.
Those two things, the wing is the prize part of the chicken. And one of the prize parts of the pig are the ribs.
Right.
And then, you know, for beef, brisket.
Right.
And the other one with beef that really, really has come on like a freight train are the short ribs.
Yeah. Right.
And you can see that in the price. That's just driving up tremendously.
Really.
But
there's only so many of them on a cow, right?
Yeah. So it's like, you know, the boniest offcuts that were discarded for years and years and years.
Right.
Are the prized possessions now.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody likes chicken wings, and there's a million ways to produce them. But it just seems it used to be the throwaway piece, and now it's like the prized piece.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. The chicken is actually raised for the wings.
Really?
A couple years ago. Coming out of COVID, we were paying, our cost was over $4 a pound for wings.
Wow.
And so they were, you know, about $7 a pound to get a
right
flapper, you know.
Right, yeah.
And so for about 4 or 5 years, I've really tried promoting drumsticks, and take your favorite wing recipe and use drumsticks. They're like a quarter the cost.
Yeah.
And people are, as I say, you know, we're like zombies, must have wings,
yeah.
Right? And we can't do that. We have to have the wing. Everybody has wings. But try that sometimes. There is a budget. Try the drumstick and do it like your wings.
Right. And they can be, now I do wings a lot of different ways. My favorite way is I get some Old World. This is an interesting little quick recipe. You sell a lot of rubs and seasonings, and they're categorically based on what's in them. They might have a different regional name, right? And there's one that's called Pig's Ass.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a Memphis rub, and that means it's got a little bit of citrus in it, and it's not quite as sweet. It's got a little tang to it. So that rub with... Old World Olive Company makes a lime-infused olive oil. So I'll put a half a cup on maybe 3 pounds of wings, put them in a Ziploc bag, pour a half a cup of that oil on there, rub it around, and just let them set in there for maybe an hour. And then when I pull them out, I coat them with the Memphis rub,
yeah,
and then throw them on a smoker, right? And that little flavor combination, if you haven't ever tried it, give it a try. I mean, I cook for a lot of people. A lot of the time, right? And I've had more people go, I don't know what is on your wings, but that's amazing. And it's that little secret right there. It's super easy. You're not doing anything special. I'm not massaging the wing any different than anybody else would. I just season it up with those two things, and it'll be amazing. And it's the lime olive oil that's different.
Yeah,
it's an infused oil, but it makes the seasoning stick. And run your smoker a little hotter, because you want there's nothing worse to me than a rubbery wing.
Yeah, the skin on it.
Right, yeah. And I got to get it cooked down, dried out a little bit, crisp up maybe.
Yeah.
Not a big deep fryer. A lot of people love them deep fried, but the mess of getting a deep fryer out and getting the oil out. And then the problem, I don't mind all of that. It's at the end. What do I do with a quart of, you know, used oil? I can filter it, but I generally don't. You know?
So then save that, you know, if you do backyard fires or you go camping, whatever, we'll do that. We'll save leftover oil for the campfire.
Okay.
And don't put it all on at once, so to speak, but that's a great fire starter.
Oh,
just kind of drizzle that over the wood, and then whatever that piece of paper, whatever you start it with,
bam,
you're off and running.
Yep, cool. That's good.
The lime, real quickly, just to touch on that, on a hot dish like that, especially lime juice, there's a little something that just gives so much kick with that citrus.
Yep.
Like, think of that like with your Mexican food.
Oh, yeah.
Take a little fresh lime and squeeze that over the top of
the acidic part of that.
Oh, my gosh. That lights it right up.
Yep. So did you do a lot of fresh turkeys during Thanksgiving this year?
Yes, we did, over 300. Now, we've been working with Otto's for 20 years now since we've been in business, and I'm sold on that local fresh turkey anyway. Yeah.
So tell me the difference between a fresh and a frozen turkey, and why somebody, because they're a little more money, right?
Yep.
And they take the same amount of work in my mind. And they probably just don't have a button that pops up and tells you when it's done, but that's what a thermometer's for.
That's what it's made for. And so the biggest difference, and I'm not mentioning names, but this is the truth of the matter. A lot of the big box stores, and they have their 39, 59 cent frozen turkey. A lot of those turkeys are 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
So they're dumping them out. That's why they got them so cheap.
Right.
You go in and you spend $100, you get that bird and you get all the other stuff to go with it. It's great and wonderful, et cetera, et cetera. But that fresh bird, you just get so much more flavor with it. It stays moister. Even that breast meat stays moister.
Right.
When it's all finished up.
And those fresh turkeys are not 2 or 3 years old, right?
Correct.
Yeah,
they're this year's,
Right. So they might be a few months old. I don't know exactly how it is, but what I do know is they're tender.
Yep.
And they're super tender. And they come ready because you don't have to pluck them. You don't have to do any of that. They're ready to cook.
Yes.
Right? But, and do they're generally a little bigger, I think, too, is the fresh turkeys all, they seem to be 12, 15, 18 pounds. Is that right, or is that maybe just the ones I've always had?
No, there's, and actually the biggest one we ever did from Otto's is where we get ours, was a 35-pound turkey.
And that's dressed, ready to cook.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was...
Take up a whole oven.
Oh, it took 2 oven bags. Believe me, I had to put one over each end, and they didn't connect in the middle, overlap.
Yeah.
And that was the best bird. And growing up, even mom, you got to get that young, hen, turkey, whatever, 12, 14 pounds, they're tender, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, it hits me as you grow up, and I thought, wait a minute, babies don't have an amount of bones when they're born. Now you get 14, and all of a sudden you start growing more bones.
Right, right.
That doesn't happen. Right,
right. Right.
So the structure is the structure. So they got the same amount of bones. In my opinion, any poultry, the bigger the bird, the better the flavor.
Right.
They have a chance to mature, get some fat on them, and flavor.
Fat is flavor.
Yes.
Always has been. Always will be. Well, cool. Poultry's a little boring, but I eat chicken 2 or 3 days a week. Right, just because my wife tries to eat healthy, and that's what she likes. So, and it's versatile.
Yeah,
right? The skinless boneless breast. You all know you
can, and the boneless skinless thigh.
My favorite, much better than
what a quick piece.
Yeah, right. When I do barbecues and I do chicken for people, it's always a skinless boneless thigh.
Yeah,
always
more flavor.
More flavor, moist,
cook quick.
Yeah, yep, all of that except the seasonings or marinades or whatever you do. All right. Well, coming up next, we're going to go high on hog, and give it a try, because there's lots of cuts of pork. I think that this is a good value too. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.